Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Kara, I don't recognize your company's name of Vitality, and I have a charge on my account, on my banking account, and I'm trying to figure out if I signed up for something that I don't recognize.
Yes, ma'am. So we are a third party representing several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Okay, the zip code is 70460.
And you stated that 70470?
460, 70460.
Okay, one moment. And can you state a first and a last name for me?
Benita Thomas. What
okay,
is Vitality?
I'm sorry?
What is Vitality?
I'm not sure what that is, ma'am. I see an account here listed with us. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your shipping address?
1106 Bel Air Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana.
Okay, they have you here for the air purifier. Do you recall signing up, paying the $7.45 to receive it?
An air purifier is from who?
I'm sorry?
An air purifier from who?
You signed up completing a survey?
No, ma'am, I didn't. That's okay. What I'm trying to figure out, why I have an account, because this is going to lock up my bank account. I'm simply trying to find out if I owe someone $49.77 under who knows fucking what, because I don't recognize the name of Vitality. So I'm trying to figure out if Vitality is a clearinghouse or an actual company that I owe money to. That's all I'm trying to do. Try
we
not
have
to be
here
fucked
that
up.
A completion of a survey was made for the purifier, and results in signing up, it subscribes you to the store, paying the membership fees. So that's what the $49 is for. Do you think anyone else in the household could have signed you up, ma'am?
No, I am the only one in the house, so I'm trying to figure out if you would help me figure this out, who the survey was with, who the company is.
Yes,
why would
ma'am.
I spend $49.77 for something for $7?
The subscription fee is to the gadget store. The gadget store is hotconsumerdeals.com.
Hotconsumerdeals.com for an air purifier. And that would be, I'm just trying to track what you're saying to me. So, a survey for something. An air purifier, you said? Which I don't have.
Yes, ma'am.
And, no, that's definitely, I would not pay $49.71 for an air purifier.
Okay. Well, as you are stating that you are unaware of signing up for that item, paying the postage to receive it, I'm able to go ahead and get this account canceled. As far as the transaction, I would have to get you transferred to our fraud department so that they can further assist you.
I'm gonna go fucking mad. Okay, please do that.
You can hold 1 second, ma'am, while I proceed to get this account canceled, and I'll be with you.
Thank you.
So the account has currently been canceled. At this moment, I'll proceed to get your information transferred.
Okay. This is a damn shame.
Okay. I do want to thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day. You'll be put on a brief hold so that someone can further assist you.
Thank you. This is unreal.